Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
There are 6.7 billion people on the face of this earth. What do these 6.7 billion people want? What do they wish every day so that there be peace in their lives? What is peace?
I suppose just having a close family, really, and friends along the way.
You wouldn't have any wars around the world, there'd be no conflict, wouldn't have any corruption with government, etc. Everyone would be living in harmony.
In my opinion, I think peace is a state of mind. Unless you're thinking more on a wider scale, on a world scale, whereas might be people not killing other people for their reasons. But yeah, no, I think peace is a state of mind.
There is one thing that has never changed on the face of this earth, and that is the true desire for peace that resides in the heart of every single human being.
For as long as human beings have been on this earth, they have been searching for peace. But what does that mean? Is peace just the absence of war? Is it making amends after a long argument? Is it retiring to an island and never having to worry again about money or your position in life? We all say we want peace, but what does it really mean to have it?
I think peace is something that everybody should be aspiring to, but I guess peace would be something different to everybody.
When there is no war and all our people live in good conditions.
I think peace is something that, like, you have a peace of mind, you feel calm in your heart.
Peace is kind of intangible like that, though, because, you know, I guess you could say that it's freedom from conflict, or I guess you could say that it's freedom from fighting, but I think that, without being too wishy-washy, there's this general vibe of peace, and it means being safe, being comfortable, and having that kind of equality.
Why peace? Whose idea is it? Is it something that we learned? Is it something that we saw in the sky? Is it something that we saw in the water? Is it something we saw on a leaf? Where does this idea of peace come from?
For most of his life, Prem Rawat has been bringing a message of peace and hope to people around the world.
Why is this world interested in peace?
I think there's a lot of separations between people and where they're from or what sort of money they have. And I think there'd be more peace if people would look past that and recognize each other as, you know, human beings.
I think it's probably one of the biggest questions you can ask. I think there's a lot of self-discovery out there that I think a lot of people need to do, and I'm about to start that, I think.
I mean, if we could all realise that we're not that different from one another, even though we look very different, and it appears outwardly that we're different, fundamentally, I think we really want the same thing, and that is happiness and love.
Regardless of all these differences, the want of every single person on the face of this earth is the same. We look at the differences. This is what we have trained ourselves to see, the differences. You are different because you're this. And some people even say difference is good, and I agree. But just to be different in the middle of all the differences, to see the similarity, to see the want of every single person, that the demand, the desire for peace is there. That desire for peace transcends every single barrier. Every single barrier, whether be it a prison, whether it be a prison, even those who have been incarcerated desire peace. Those sitting on giant hills and mansions also desire peace. Those who have little to eat also desire peace. I don't want to be in turmoil. The worst war is the war that happens within a human being. The worst war, because there is no ceasefire to it. You can't just put a stop on it. You can't just put a break on it. You can't just negotiate with one party. And the trouble with the war that rages inside is even if you win it, you lose. Because it's with yourself.
I think I go through stages of feeling a lot of peace, and other stages the war rages within, you know?
Yeah, world peace, I don't think I'll see it in my lifetime, but I hope I do, but there's so many problems and so many silly problems that can be overcome that people are stubborn, I guess.
If we look at it as a massive project that only a few people will have to work on, it seems kind of impossible, but if at it as something that everyone's partly responsible for, there's no reason why it shouldn't work.
I would say that on the individual level, certainly peace is possible.
Absolutely.
People like to say inner peace, but I mean,
on a mass scale, I'd say realistically, no.
I don't think peace is possible. You can reduce things, you can stop these silly, not silly wars, but wars that aren't really going anywhere, but you're not going to get total peace.
Absence of war is not peace. Because it is people. It is us. We're the ones who start the wars. When the differences become so great and the intolerance reaches epic proportions, wars will happen. When I fail to see another being as I see myself, then wars will happen. When the causes and the reasons become greater than the sanctity of peace, wars will happen. When I fail to realize what is the value of being alive, wars will happen. And believe me, ever that the war begins outside, it would have begun on the inside first. And the war on the inside is far more dangerous. Because it is a fire that may never be quenched. And it can rage on and on and on and on. In the battle outside, at least you will hear a noise, but the battle inside, you may not hear a peep. The battle outside may have strategies. The battle inside, maybe just going on and on and on, and nobody isn't even negotiating. Hey, stop. This is your time. On the face of this earth, this is your opportunity to be alive. for me. When peace begins within me and it has taken hold of me, when I have allowed it to blossom, then peace for me is also possible on the outside. Then peace for me is also possible, a reality, because I have felt it.
Over the years, Prem Rawat has spoken to more than 12 million people in over 50 countries. His message, however, has always remained the same, that true peace begins with the individual and can already be found inside each and every one of us.
This is what I want to talk about. Because the desire for peace has nothing to do with wealth, has nothing to do with how you live, what you speak, what you have attained, how you think, what you think. But the desire for peace is fundamentally and innately in every single human being. If you understand just this much, just this much, that's enough. If you understand that the desire for peace comes from inside of you, then you understand why the seed needs to germinate. Then, if you understand the inner want to have peace, and accept the inner want to have peace, then that is the day your journey towards peace begins. That's the day you take the first step.
I think that the search for peace and happiness often leads people into less peace and less happiness. Because I think people go looking for it rather than letting it find them. I think that people think it's something that comes from without. It's a, you know, a program you can do, a course you can graduate from, a religion you can follow, and all those things are very worthy and very good. But if you don't know who you are and what you want, then you're very unlikely to be happy and you're very unlikely to be peaceful, because that stuff comes from inside you.
But I think a lot of people, I think they want this bigger, greater want more than they want physical things. Like, on the outer level, everyone wants something. Like, they want a new pair of shoes, or you want a new TV. But that other want, that want that actually fulfills you, I think that's what people are really looking for.
Peace, it's a word we have so much respect for, but in the end, it's an empty word. It's up to us to fulfill it, that give it a certain meaning, and then it becomes important, or it becomes relevant, and then it makes sense.
In 2001, he started the Prem Rawat Foundation to address fundamental human needs so that people can live their lives with dignity, peace, and prosperity. His humanitarian efforts and work towards peace have been acknowledged by government, educational, and community leaders worldwide.
Food is important, but so is peace. Water is important, but so is peace. Clean air is important, but so is peace. And all the things that we need to strive for, those basic necessities are important, but so is peace.
It is a pleasure to see so many of you gathered here in this illustrious venue on the United Nations International Day of Peace.
What is the reflection of peace? It's nice when there are not wars, but that's a reflection of peace. That's not peace in itself. All the things that we like about peace are the things that are just the reflections of the peace, not the peace itself. Because peace begins with every single human being on the face of this earth.
The true peace, the peace that Prem Rawat travels the world talking about, doesn't begin with ending poverty or a global ceasefire. It begins with you.
In my opinion, the ideal should be to have peace on this earth, where people feel and celebrate having peace. We talk about prosperity. In my formula, and this is only because I have observed it, prosperity without peace is chaos. Chaos. Everybody is wondering what is going on. I mean, isn't just a few years ago everything was wonderful? Everybody was proud. Yes, the economy, yes, the economy, yes, the economy. And then all of a sudden, prosperity without peace leads to chaos. If we want to avoid this chaos, then we have to work on what peace really is. That peace is not a monastery. That peace is not absence of noise. That peace is not absence of war. Peace is not a declaration. Peace is a fundamental human need that needs to be felt from within. And I'm paraphrasing the United Nations Charter, that it is in the minds of men, of human beings, that the wars are created. That's where it comes from. And I just want to add this much, that it is from the hearts of the human beings that peace will be created. When there is a simple recognition of one another, that we may look different, that we may speak different, but we have the same fundamental needs, that we share this place called planet Earth. There are people who give 5 reasons, 6 reasons, 7 reasons, 10 reasons of why there cannot be peace on this earth. I have 6.5 billion reasons why there should be peace on this earth. Not 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. This is the time when the nations need to come together. Because remember, it is those kings and those rulers in whose rule peace reigned that were considered the most successful rulers. And prosperity followed. These are not impossible dreams. These are realities that can be had. If we can make such a mess out of this earth, if we have that much power, then certainly we have enough power to bring peace on this earth too. Question remains whether it is something that we want to do or not, because peace begins with every one of you. When you look at a city at night, you see it lit up, a whole area that is lit up. But don't forget, it is individual bulbs that are actually in action, making that scene look the way it looks. Individual bulbs. It is individual human beings who need the peace. It is individual human beings in whom the desire resides. And it is on the individual human being stage that the peace needs to dance.
I think people are becoming more aware of each other and finding out that there's not a lot of differences, even if you're from the United States or you're from, you know, Africa, Japan, what have you. We all share the same emotions. And I think with people becoming more global and communicating, that these barriers of what we've considered our major differences will start breaking down.
Peace is a very big word, I would say. And I think it's all what we are looking for. And it's, in the end, I think it's just within us. We can't look somewhere else for it. We have to come up with it by ourselves.
I'm very hopeful that it's possible in our lifetimes. And it starts with one person, and it starts within.
Bobby Kennedy used to say that the actions of 1,000 people, the small actions of 1,000 people, form ripples of hope which circle out and turn into a wave which changes the whole world. And I'd like to think that in some small way, you know, that I could contribute to a process like that.
At its core, Prem Rawat's message is very simple. For peace to come, we must first look within. Look within and find the peace that already exists, that has always existed, just below the surface.
Do whatever is necessary to bring peace in your life, because when you bring peace in your life, not only will it bring you peace, it will also bring you immense amount of happiness. And a gratitude, thankful to be alive. That's what's gone, that's what's missing. Human beings do not recognize human beings. They do not recognize other human beings as, hey, you are alive too, like I am, you are alive too. As I am important to me, you are important to you. You share the same earth as I do. I say this many times. Scientists wanted to know if there's life out there. So they set up these array of antennas searching the skies, searching the heavens to see if there is life. And I'm not saying there is life or not life out there, but they have been searching for a long time. So far, up to this point in time, they haven't found anybody. So here we are. For millions and 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 millions of miles around, there is nobody out there but us. That's it. Just us. 6.5 billion us. And either we learn to live with each other, or we are going to end up creating living hell here on earth. Idea of peace for every individual. Every individual in peace, believe me, is the only way that there will be heaven here on earth. I do not represent any religion. I do not represent an ideology. I do not represent any institution in that sense. But from the age that I started to speak till this point in time, this is what I have said. Today it is my privilege to stand here in Padova in front of you and once again say the same thing. What you are looking for is inside of you, and you should be in peace you should be in that happiness. Thank you.